Brian Lucas, freelance journalist, murdered in his flat. Doors locked from the inside.
You've got to admit it's similar. Both men killed by someone who can walk through solid walls.
Inspector, do you seriously believe that Eddie Van Coon was just another city suicide? You have seen the ballistics report, I suppose. And the shot that killed him, was it fired from his own gun?
No.
So, this investigation might move a bit quicker if you were to take my word as gospel. I've just handed you a murder inquiry. 5 minutes in his flat. The door bolted shut, think they're impregnable. I reckon for 1 second that there's another way in.
Well, I don't understand.
Dealing with a killer who can climb.
What are you doing?
Clings to the walls like an insect. That's how he got in.
What?
Climbed up the side of the walls, ran along the roof, dropped in through this skylight.
You're not serious. Like Spider-Man.
He scaled 6 floors of a doctor's apartment building, jumped the balcony to kill Van Coon.
Oh, hold on.
And of course, that's how he got into the bank. He ran along the window ledge and onto the terrace.
I have to find out what connects these two men.
A threatening cipher for Van Coon. Van Coon panics, returns to his apartment, locks himself in. Hours later, he dies.
The killer finds Lucas at the library. He writes the cipher on the shelf where he knows it'll be seen. Lucas goes home.
Later that night, he dies too.
Why did they die, Sherlock?
Only the cipher can tell us.
The world's run on codes and ciphers, John. From the £1 million security system at the bank to the PIM machine you took exception to. Cryptography inhabits our every waking moment.
Yes, okay, but...
But it's all computer-generated, electronic codes, electronic ciphering methods. This is different. It's an ancient device. Modern code-breaking methods won't unravel it.